Next case, please.
Case number 10643, Liberty Towers. This was a special exception for a communication tower and a variance for the height. They're asking for a time extension. I'll read the letter. As you know, Liberty Towers received an approval of a special exception from the Sussex County Board of Adjustment on October 4th, 2010 to construct and operate a wireless communications facility at 4148 Woodland Ferry Road. Liberty Towers also received a three-month extension for this approval on September 21st, 2011, which is scheduled to expire on December 21st, 2011. By way of this letter, Liberty Towers respectfully requests an additional extension of time with regard to the approval. While Liberty Towers has every intention to construct this facility, there are a variety of economic factors that have hindered their ability to do so. Of these, the uncertainty caused by the proposed merger of AT&T and T-Mobile is the most significant. Due to the proposed merger, both of these companies have postponed entering into and executing leases with tower companies. In addition, for sites in which leases have been executed, carriers have been reluctant to install new equipment as a result of the pending merger will significantly impact the type of antenna technology utilized post-merger. As a result, Liberty Towers has been forced to wait on site construction while the merger process ensues and until telecommunications carriers are willing and able to specify and install new equipment. The stagnant economic market has also adversely affected the telecommunications market as well. While most real estate sectors have been suffering from the economic recession for several years, the telecommunications market has only begun experiencing these effects rather recently. As a result, telecommunications carriers' network build-out have slowed and in some markets completely come to a halt. Liberty Towers firmly supports the viability of its sites in Sussex County, Delaware, and stands committed to providing improved cellular coverage for the surrounding community. However, due to the factors listed above, Liberty Towers does not anticipate building this facility until the third quarter of 2012 at the earliest. We respectfully request that the land development approval for this site be extended for a period of 1 year to December 21st, 2012. Respectfully submitted, J. Michael Davis with Seidel and Planning Design.
Sounds like even more speculation.
Yeah, sounds we like gave them one.
Don't know what's going to happen with the merger. Don't know, you know.
And want to go another year. No, we only went 3 months, and everybody else we've done that with the last two.
You know, when we heard the case, it was needed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the recession was on.
Right.
And so now we're hearing that, you know, all this recession has set it back, and I'm not buying it.
And they need to not wait on the merger.
We got 4G networks going everywhere. We got, you know, we're constantly hearing the need for more. And, you know, this is a tower company. It's not a cellular provider. So, and we extended it 3 months before.
Yep.
September, you gave them 3 months.
Yeah. I guess it'll be whatever. We said just a one time, at that time, just a one time extension.
Right. Findings of facts expire September 21st.
Right, and we felt then it was just for speculation, but we would at least extend it then.
They can, they could reapply next year.
Sure. Yeah. Like
anybody else who's.
They can reapply something different, yeah.
Right, after a year they can reapply. So
sure can.
If they need that, then that's what they should do.
Right.
The way I feel, anyway.
No, I'm in favor of that.
They don't
that
have
also.
To wait a year, just upon expiration. Whenever they want it, they can come back because they weren't denied. They were approved.
Right. Okay. And if there's no further discussion on it, and if the board is ready to vote.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to deny any further extension.
You have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we deny any further time extensions for case number 10643. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case number 10643 is denied for further time extensions. Okay, let's go back and do a recap. Everything is taken care of except got one on the table and one we've recessed. Ladies and gentlemen, and that's there'll be no further Business?
Before we formally adjourn, Mr. McCabe, I heard a rumor that you've retired effective at the end of the year, and talked to the other board members and a couple of folks at the zoning office, and we'd like to treat you to dinner January 16, if you happen to be available that evening. It's one of the
January
Mondays. 16. Yep. Mm-hmm.
I'll write it down. You'll have a January calendar, but I'm sure it's okay.
Okay.
What night is it?
It's a Monday night.
Monday
it's
night.
Kind of between the regular meeting nights.
Yes.
And everybody here and Lawrence will join us.
After how many years you don't plan anything on Monday nights?
Third Monday night.
How many years has it been, Ron?
27 and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay.
Been a lot of fun.
Oh, certainly has been.
Met a lot of nice people.
Mm-hmm.
Served with a lot of nice board members.
Amos Oldman.
Been enjoyable.
Okay.
I'll see you next Monday night anyhow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, most definitely. Okay.
Right.
There being no further business, Chair will entertain a motion for adjournment.
Maybe I'll get my first pension check.
Yeah, good luck with that.